This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Marissa Elton. Brazilian President Jair Bolsonaro, who repeatedly has expressed skepticism about the coronavirus, said Tuesday he's tested positive for COVID-19. Brazil trails only the United States in the number of confirmed coronavirus cases and deaths. The South American country had more than 1.6 million total COVID-19 cases and upwards of 65,000 deaths on Tuesday. That's according to Johns Hopkins University statistics. The 65-year-old Bolsonaro has downplayed the risks posed by the coronavirus. He once told supporters that because of his history of athleticism, he would not worry if he became infected. He has challenged safeguard measures meant to prevent the spread of the virus, such as wearing a face mask in public. In the United States Tuesday, there were more than 2.9 million coronavirus cases. The national death toll stands at just over 130,000. The U.S. has reported over 50,000 new daily confirmed cases during the first week of July, and many states are posting a record number of single-day new cases. The figures support Monday's declaration by Dr. Anthony Fauci, the nation's top infectious disease expert, that the United States is still knee-deep in the first wave of the pandemic. Amid surges in many U.S. states and a rise in the number of hospitalizations, doctors, nurses, and some legislators are complaining that personal protective gear is again running low in the United States after dangerously low supplies during the early weeks of the pandemic. Doctors established a nonprofit group, Get Us PPE, in March to help distribute donated protective gear. The group said it had a 200% increase in requests during the last week of June from medical providers in Texas, where state officials have said their supplies are adequate despite being one of the hardest hit states in the country. This is VOA News.